for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
It's 10 o'clock. It's our On the House topic where we dive in deep to one specific subject about your home, castle, or cabin. Following our home maintenance calendar, June has been the power month. All the sources of energy that provide our quality of life here in Arizona. Solar's been a part of that. Obviously, as we all know, as a homeowner, the biggest part of our utility bill during the summer is our air conditioning system. And we've got somebody here today who's kind of marrying solar and air conditioning together. Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design Solutions in, well, it's Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. You've changed on me since the beginning. I'm horrible about changing names once I've already got it burned in my head. But y'all have been our air conditioning and plumbing partner in Tucson for a number of years. And we've got a special guest in you've brought up with you.
Yes, sir.
I'll let you introduce your brainchild here. I really wish I'd have thought of this before you. No.
Yeah. So with me is Rich Cooley. He is the CEO of SunTrack, and it's a product we've been using for quite some time. Makes the air conditioner quite a bit more efficient and qualifies the entire purchase for some just incredible federal tax credits and state tax credits. So,
Mr. Cooley, yes. Thanks for coming up this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about your hybrid climate system.
It's interestingly enough, in 2006, an inventor in Golden, Colorado by the name of Bill Lostutter came up with a concentrated solar power, which is those large half-barrel mirrors you'll see out in the desert that can heat things to 800 or 900 degrees. And his concept was to miniaturize it into a box that could be scalable and modular for home and business use. And how could we generate heat either in water or working fluids or gases like refrigerant gas? And how could we use these systems and do it effectively and affordably? And we found Bill in 2013, and my group and I acquired the company and applied it to air conditioning. We updated it. And what it does, the SunTrack solar thermal panel basically acts as a second stage compressor. But it's a solar compressor. So what it does is it either maintains or raises temperature and pressure in the refrigerant gas through solar absorption instead of having a motor do it with mechanical compression. But it complements the compressor as opposed to replacing it.
And let me take just a minute
and
talk to the Arizona homeowners.
Okay.
Romy's already told you that during the summer, what you already intuitively know, that your energy bill in an all-electric home generally doubles from March to July or August. And if you take a look at your March bill and your October bill, that's pretty much what we call your base load. That's your lights, your computer, your television, the swimming pool pump, the things to run your house. And then you take a look at your highest bill, and that difference, that delta, is your air conditioning load. Now, what most people don't realize is what's expensive is turning your air conditioning on, the startup. And it's because of all the power it takes to get that compressor from being asleep to waking up. It takes six times more power to start a compressor than it does to run a compressor. So you're coming in with this parabolic sun collector and actually reducing the load on that compressor, making it easier to start doing part of its job, thereby reducing the power consumed to create the cool air inside the house.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And in the afternoon, when we're got our high to peak demand, you know,
that's right.
You got your on peak and off peak demands. Mm-hmm. On peak is four or five times more expensive than off peak. And that's in the late afternoon for most people when your air conditioning is probably cycling the most. And if you've got a compressor that kicks on four or five times in an hour, ching, 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 ching.
It's actually when the system, the SunTrack system is the most effective, is in the hottest part of the day when you would be using the most, when they're charging the most.
Because that's solar's most effective time.
Yeah. So this is basically temperature and pressure have an intimate relationship. If one goes up, the other goes up. The compressor is squishing the refrigerant to raise the temperature. We are having, instead of the compressor do that, we're having the sun do it. And then when the refrigerant goes into the compressor, it operates it on multi-stage compressors in low gear, saving...
You're tricking the compressor to think it's springtime.
There you go. I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
God, I wish I'd have thought of this first.
I mean the new variable speed compressors only work as hard as they have to meet the thermostat demand.
Exactly.
And if you're artificially creating a false environment outside to trick the compressor, it thinks, oh well, I can just jog down this road. I don't need to sprint. This isn't a marathon. I can just lollygag down this road easily in the shade.
Yes, sir.
And so you're tricking the compressor with this equipment.
Yeah, and what's also interesting is that when we took and put a sun 3 years ago, when the variable speed compressors started becoming very prevalent in the marketplace, we took a system that was an 18 SEER system at the time. It was variable speed. Tested it with a normal installation, then tested it with a SunTrack installation on a 24/7 basis. That system used 47% less electricity.
Okay, so already at an 18 SEER.
Yes, and it's already at an 18 SEER. It used half of it, and that was actually done by one of the AC manufacturers. It wasn't, you know, we participated in the test, but that really showed us the power of variable speed, as you just said.
Oh.
So variable speed is fantastic, and it's a perfect match for a SunTrack system. And I know Andrew and his team in Tucson do mostly that, and they sell a heck of a lot of it out there to the customers in Tucson on variable speed because it's so effective.
Now, Andrew, can you put this in a retrofit application, or does this have to wait for an AC upgrade to be able to incorporate this?
If they already have a two-stage or a variable speed, you can put it in into an existing situation. The thing is, when you're replacing your system, the advantage of adding it, it's almost always a free upgrade because of the tax credits. So
wow.
if you're adding it to a system, you're going to get 30% off of the panel. But if you're buying the entire system, the way the
a new air conditioning unit plus the SunTrack.
That's right. Because the panel requires the compressor. Anything that's required to operate it gets the tax credit. So you need ductwork, you need a compressor, you need a blower, you need your filter. All of it gets the tax credit, which means the panel upgrade, it's not only almost always paid for. Sometimes the purchase is less when you get it with the panel than without it after credits.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is that a tax credit that has an expiration date?
It's a 30% federal tax credit. It's the solar credit. Next year, it will be going from 30% down to 26, and there's a scale that it's going down. So right now, it's 30% and then 1,000 from state.
But if you don't use all of the tax credit this year, you can roll it over to next year up to 5 years.
That's right.
So if you can only use 20% this year and 20% next year, you can continue to take it until it's depleted or a five-year window.
Do I need an accountant to manage all this? It sounds kind of complicated.
We calculate it all for you. We're out doing an estimate, we give the customers all the numbers.
And it's just a line item on your tax return. That's all it is. So when you're accounting for this in your taxes at the end of the year, it's a simple light item. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, so you buy the technology from the inventor in Colorado.
Yes, sir.
Bring it to the Valley. Y'all are actually manufacturing right here?
Yeah, we're in Tempe right off of Broadway and Priest. So we opened a facility to make it here as made in the USA. And one of the things, I'm a veteran, and we employ both veterans and also those that have come from the prison system, you know, that need a fresh start.
Okay.
And so we employ them along with college students and everybody else. And we make it all here. A couple of components are made overseas in Asia because that's the only place they're available. But everything else, and we source most of it here in the Phoenix Valley or in the state of Arizona, glass, aluminum, components, et cetera.
So if I'm replacing my 4-ton roof mount gas pack, I'm going to replace it with this solar accessorized air conditioning unit. Am I putting on an entire solar array?
No. One panel. If it's a 4-ton, it would be a 4x6 panel. It has six pipes of refrigerant with the mirrored backing that follows and tracks the sun.
Okay.
And it heats it up until it reaches a certain temperature level, and then it will actually shift away from the sun because we don't want the refrigerant getting too hot. That's the special thing about this panel is it registers the temperature and will maintain but not get too hot.
Okay. Very few moving parts.
True. True. And it's actually the only thing you have to do is either rinse it off when you change the filters or in some locales they just let the rain do it.
Yeah.
But there's no maintenance required when you put it in. Other than a simple cleaning, but you're right. Few moving parts, and it's a very simple but elegant design.
And in today's 30% tax credit situation, I'm going to get a quote for this equipment that pretty well compares dollar for dollar for just replacing my existing equipment.
Or even less. I had a customer on Wednesday that she spent $2,000 less by adding the panel after tax credits.
Wow.
And one of the cool things that we're doing in Tucson is we are just on the tax credit portion, we're handling that for them where they're not having to come out of pocket for it. 12 months, no payment and no interest. So by the time they get their money from the government, they just pay that interest-free loan off. So it never comes out of their investments. It never comes out of their savings. It just – we're taking care of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this really is one of those things, Romy. Like you say, I wish I'd have thought of that.
So, you know what? We're not going to have time, but I want to know, obviously, it's pretty much a no-brainer if you're having a new unit installed to take advantage of it. But the percent of people that's going to apply to versus those that aren't ready for a replacement in the next year, like me, who I had to replace my unit 2 years ago when it clunked in the middle of June. It was a 18-year-old unit, so we had it replaced. What would it cost for me to then add this? Because it is variable speed. So we'll ask that question after this. And if you'd like to join the conversation or ask more about this SunTrek hybrid air conditioning system or just an air conditioning question in general for Andrew, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.